Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On June the 1st, Switzerland announced the opening of the world's longest tunnel, called the Gotthard Tunnel. It runs under the Alps to link northern and southern Europe. And at 57.5 kilometres, it's fair to say you certainly wouldn't be able to see the light at the end of it. Our resident technology expert, Peter Cowley, is here to give us the ins and outs on the project. Peter, tell me a bit more about the tunnel.
Yes, it was. In fact, it was planned. Started being planned in 1947. So it was only actually they broke ground in 1996. And the idea behind it was to try and flatten the route between Rotterdam and Italy. And the reason for flattening is it means you can run the trains faster. So at the moment, the current way is you've got to raise the height. You've got a zigzag in and out of the mountain to bring the trains up to a certain level to go through. So in order to do that, they had to go from further into Switzerland and further into Italy. So it took about 20 odd years. We actually finished 6 to 12 months early, and it's the longest, deepest traffic tunnel in the world.
I guess the Swiss are good at getting things in on time. So how do you go about building a tunnel of this length, the longest tunnel?
Well, any tunnel requires a lot of planning, of course, unless it's a cut and cover tunnel. So, and planning is so critical. I mean, there's an example at the moment up in Seattle where it's been delayed 2 years because they bumped into something they didn't expect. And even the Gotthard base tunnel had a several months delay when they ran into some rock that was very loose, and they had to stop, and they actually had to dig and get at the front of the tunnel boring machine. So it's all to do with planning, finding where the weak areas are, where the groundwater is, if it's below the water table, etc. And once they've done all that planning, then they can start to dig. And there are three real ways of doing it. Cut and cover, which you can only do if it's just below ground, which is underground lines like the old District Line, the Met Line, the subway in the States. You can drill and blast, which you would do if it was a shortish tunnel, so you're effectively drilling holes and blasting and pulling forward. Or you can use the tunnel boring machines. And in the case of the one, the Gotthard Base Tunnel, they had four of those, each costing about $30 million, weighing 3,000 tonnes and 400 metres long. They're all each independently aimed at each other in the middle underneath the mountain.
And what's that doing? It's just cutting away and
exactly.
They're taking the rock behind.
Exactly, taking it back. Some of which they're reusing to line the tunnel, but most is spoils that has to be got rid of.
And what are the potential pitfalls, things that you might need to look out for when you're doing something like this?
As I say, the Gotthard Tunnel ran into unstable rock. The biggest tunnel boring machine in the world, bumped into a steel pipe that was there and people had forgotten about it. It took 2 years before they got at it. And I have actually built some houses up in Stamford and Lincolnshire, and I was doing some piling, and I ran into something which had turned out to be a gas main, which then delayed the project for 6 months. And this is a joint project with a friend, and he'd forgotten there was a gas main across his car.
That's pretty basic, isn't it? To make sure you've got no gas mains when building a tunnel. I guess the thing I'm thinking is we've had the Eurotunnel for a really long time. We've been doing this for quite a while. Is there any new technology involved?
Surprisingly not. I mean, when I looked into the Simplon Tunnel, which isn't very far from the Gotthard Tunnel, which was finished in 1906, it's 12 miles long, so 6 miles in each direction. And when they met each other finally, they were only 8 inches out, 200 millimetres out. So look, this is 110 years ago. And, what's improving, though, is safety. Safety and speed of digging. So the number of people lives lost in those days was many, many times more than now, and it's much quicker to do it now.
And now that we are getting quicker, could we see more of these in the future? It seems like a much simpler, quicker way of getting around.
There are more and more. There's a Chinese one of 76 miles long that they're talking about doing it, and robotisation will make it safer still, sensors, there's whole things which will actually make it easier to build tunnels. And they're actually talking about tunnelling underneath Cambridge at the moment to get from one side to the other. Cambridge, being an old city with population that's growing very rapidly, is really struggling to getting the traffic from one side to the other.
Oh, that'd be quite exciting. I thought the other thing was a cable car.
The other thing's a cable car. Can you imagine a cable car going over the Cavern over King's College Chapel? I doubt it.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.
It's Peter Cowley, tech expert.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.